Let's start this morning's Buzzcast with a little bit of history. 26 years ago tomorrow, so September 12th, 1994, marked the first issue of Sports Business Daily. I remember we launched that Monday morning out of a large Victorian house in Alexandria, Virginia. That afternoon, there was a buzz in the office because one major league owner had called our offices and said, quote, "I bleepin' love this thing, but there's no way you'll be able to do it tomorrow," end quote. So the pressure was instantly on, and not only did we publish that next day, the following Tuesday, we've been publishing for 26 years since. And boy, what a fun ride it's been, and a pleasure to serve such a great sports business audience. So hat tip to Sports Business Daily, turning 26 tomorrow. Let's move to the news from the Morning Buzzcast. Today is Friday, September 11th. I'm Abe Madcor. Good to be with you today. Let's start with the NFL. The Chiefs looked strong last night, I thought. I was watching a lot of sports, but focused on the NFL. The news today is a lot about the Chiefs' victory, but also about the players' actions on the field or off the field. Let's go through them. The Texans remained in the locker room for the Star Spangled Banner. The Chiefs all stood on the sidelines before the game last night. The Texans were also in the locker room for Alicia Keys' performance of Lift Every Voice and Sing. The Texans said they stayed in the locker room for both songs, so there would be no misinterpretation of them favoring one song over the other. When both teams were on the field shortly before kickoff, players lined up together, linked arms as social justice messages were shown on the scoreboard. You could hear, during that moment of silence, some boos from the crowd, and that's certainly getting a lot of attention today. Before the game, some Chief players, including I saw Patrick Mahomes, came out for warm-up wearing red shirts with the logo that read VOTE. These types of stories are very much in the news this morning. Meanwhile, a lot of coverage on the Miami Dolphins, who said they have decided to stay inside the locker room during both the Star Spangled Banner and Lift Every Voice and Sing during the entire season. They believe that sends a message to the NFL calling for action rather than what they say the NFL has done is largely through symbolic gestures in the fight against social and racial injustice and police brutality. That narrative dominating the opening weekend of the NFL season. Overall, I thought the game action was good. I was wondering how the NFL would translate with few fans, and I thought it translated quite fine. So we'll see how week one goes. Let me know what you think. Meanwhile, let's shift to the NBA. Talking to a lot of sources, everybody's asking, when will the NBA and NHL seasons begin next season? The New York Post reported yesterday that the NBA season opener will almost certainly be pushed back until after the new year, after January 1st, but there's no consensus on what month it may even start. I'm hearing the same thing. I've heard everything from Martin Luther King weekend to March 1st. They're trying to see as late as they can possibly do it to have fans in the stands. Shifting to Major League Baseball, we talked yesterday on the Buzzcast about plans for a bubble environment for the postseason with ballparks in California and Texas. Well, The Athletic is reporting that talks between MLB and the Players Association continued yesterday, and while there's only 17 days remaining in the regular season and that there's no indication that the postseason is in jeopardy, there are still obstacles to this bubble environment. Players are pushing back against the proposed quarantine that the league is asking for, much stricter quarantines than the regular season, and that would be applicable in the neutral site bubble environments in Texas and Southern California. So keep your eye on those negotiations. I want to shift to college sports because there's a lot of news. First, we'll start with basketball. You've read the news about the ACC's proposal for an all-inclusive NCAA men's basketball tournament. Well, that idea that would feature every Division I team got shot down yesterday by the NCAA's Dan Gavitt. He said that the organization is not working on any plan that involves expanding the NCAA tournament field. Sources said there are concerns about the costs attached to such a tournament that would be so much larger than just the regular traditional size event. Focusing on college football now, as we'll see games with Duke, Notre Dame, Clemson, Wake Forest this weekend, boy, the tone in the Big Ten continues to be one of confusion and a little bit of anger. Yesterday you saw two coaches, Ohio State's Ryan Day, Penn State's James Franklin, both take shots at the Big Ten leadership. They both question the communication from the Big Ten since the decision to postpone the season. Ryan Day called the communication of information disappointing and often unclear. Meanwhile, James Franklin complained that the coaches never got great communication from the beginning. He also added, quote, "We've never really been told or understood why the season was canceled," end quote. Meanwhile, also on campus, we're seeing the impact of COVID-19 as Minnesota became the third Power 5 school to cut teams from its department. They will eliminate men's gymnastics, men's tennis, men's track and field. Remember, Stanford and Iowa are the other Power 5 schools cutting teams. Meanwhile, tennis, my sport, continues to be hit hard by the cutbacks. Minnesota's cut tennis, Akron's cut tennis, App State's cut tennis, ECU, Iowa, and UConn have each cut a tennis team since the pandemic started. That is unfortunate. I want to end with two people items. Desmond Howard, you see him on ESPN around college football. Well, get used to it because he's sticking around ESPN. He inked a multi-year renewal deal with the network. He will begin his 16th season on College Game Day this weekend. And I've talked a lot about Bubba Wallace on the Buzzcast. Well, he made news official yesterday that wasn't a surprise, but he will not return to Richard Petty Motorsports for the 2021 NASCAR season. He informed the team of his decision. His contract was set to expire at the end of the season. There's a lot of speculation where he could go, a lot of speculation about Chip Ganassi Racing. I've always said if Bubba Wallace gets a team with some major resources and finances and promotional power behind it, he could be a major, major star in NASCAR. Very articulate, very, very well respected, and very talented. So that is your morning buzzcast for this Friday, September 11th. I hope everyone has a safe and restful weekend. I'm Abe Matcor. I will talk to you again on Monday.